light rain falling, light rain blowing in the air.
I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass of the University of Washington. And Cliff, I was happy to see some light rain falling this morning before I left home. You know why?
Why?
Because I grabbed a raincoat and an umbrella, which I wouldn't have done otherwise, because all week we've been hearing about a chance of showers in the forecast, and personally, I haven't needed a jacket hardly since Monday.
Well, you'll need it today, at least in the morning, and the rain will back off a bit this afternoon, but unfortunately, Saturday is going to be another partially wet day, especially the middle to the latter part.
And is that going to depend on much, or can we count on that rain?
Well, I think you can pretty much depend upon it. A frontal system is coming through on Saturday, and it'll certainly bring some rain. And then as it passes by, the winds will switch to northwesterly on the coast, and we'll probably set up a convergence zone north of Seattle. You know the drill. And then on Sunday, we'll start with some showers, which will back off as we get later in the afternoon. So later on Sunday should be the best time of the weekend. And then the really good news is Monday. Monday is going to be dry and sunny, but temperatures won't be torrid. They'll be only into the mid-60s.
Sounds wonderful for a Monday, and that will continue all week?
No, unfortunately not. I have really bad news for everybody. It looks like a trough, an area of low pressure, is going to settle in over the region from Tuesday at least through Friday. So we're going to have a period of cool to normal temperatures. We're talking about the 50s, showers on and off, for much of next week.
Well, so much for a wonderful mid-May. Usually the middle of May, we have just beautiful weather.
Well, we had our warm spell, obviously. I mean, there's normally a May warm period. Well, it looks like we've had it. And now we're going to switch into the cooler pattern.
Okay, well, I want to come back to the topic I raised at the beginning, which is, why is it that the forecasts don't seem to apply necessarily to our whole region of Puget Sound? We'll say there's a chance of showers, and maybe it does shower someplace, but not where I am.
Well, one thing to consider is that we live in a region with startling weather contrasts. I think there are a few places in the United States where the weather can differ from one location to the other and on a reliable basis. And that's really because of two things. One, the mountains, and the second is the water contrast, that we have land and water. I mean, it is so frequent that it is raining in one location and sunny maybe 5 or 10 miles away. It happens all the time. We have startling contrasts. Just think about it. The Olympic Peninsula. On one side, we have 160 inches a year around the whole rainforest. You go a few dozen miles to the other side of the Olympics, and they have 15 inches of rain a year. I mean, it's California weather on one side and a rainforest on the other. Here in Puget Sound, I mean, we often have Puget Sound convergence zones. They happen maybe 20, 30 times a year. And you know what that's like. From Seattle to Everett someplace, it's cloudy and rainy. But you go south of SeaTac Airport or you go north to Whidbey Island, and it can be sunny and 10 degrees warmer, sometimes even more. Wind storms, there are times where the winds are descending down the Cascades, and places like Enumclaw and Black Diamond are getting winds of 60, 70, even greater miles per hour, while the winds are dead calm here in Seattle. And that's because there's a gap in the Cascades that allows the winds to accelerate down into that area.
So that's sort of almost an excuse for the weather forecasters. If we give a forecast and we say it's going to be windy or it's going to be rainy, maybe it doesn't apply to everybody who's listening.
Well, it's not an excuse. It's a great opportunity. Because most of these weather features are very predictable. Under the right conditions, we know there's going to be a windstorm in Enumclaw and not here. We know a convergence zone is going to set up. And we know it's going to be wetter in the whole rainforest rather than SWIM. So our computer models now have gained the ability on many opportunities to predict these differences. And so actually they're giving us forecast skill. So we're far better off than those poor folks in Kansas or Oklahoma. There, the big weather feature is thunderstorms. They don't have mountains or land-water contrast to anchor those things down, so the predictability is far less. So in some strange sense, all this variability of weather makes the weather more predictable here than almost any other place in the country because it's so locked down to the terrain and water contrast.
Well, that's a surprise.
It may be a surprise, but it's something that motivates me, and it's motivated me my whole career to try to untangle these differences and then to use our computer models to predict it. I mean, it's really quite exciting.
Well, thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass studies atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can hear more about our weekly conversations at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.